This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. President Donald Trump's attempt to pardon former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters runs counter to commonly held interpretations of the Constitution. Peters was convicted on state charges, and her attorney, Peter Ticton, says he anticipates the Supreme Court will need to determine if pardon powers extend beyond federal crimes.
This case, in fact, is the poster child case for this argument, because you got to look at what the founders were thinking when they wrote every single line of the Constitution. What did they mean?
Last year, Peters was convicted on charges related to allowing unauthorized access to Mesa County voting equipment. This week, the U.S. House passed a bill from Republican Representative Gabe Evans that he says will increase energy reliability and will help with affordability. He says it would require public utility commissions to consider energy reliability over a 10-year time frame. Democratic Representative Joe Neguse voted against the bill, saying in essence the bill does nothing.
It does nothing to compel state public utility commissions to adopt new standards. It does nothing to require these commissions to implement new standards. It simply says that commissions must consider them.
Neguse countered, if Republicans want to improve grid reliability and drive down costs, the place to start would be asking the Trump administration to stop canceling clean energy projects across the state. Most of Colorado's unaffiliated voters distrust both major political parties and want Republicans and Democrats to be more moderate. A statewide poll from Keating Research finds that 66% of younger voters are not affiliated with either party. This is CPR News.